Hello, this is Annette Thomas of The Digital Vibe. Glad you could tune in on this Friday's show. This is all about entrepreneurship. That's what we're talking about here. So if you are an entrepreneur or you're aspiring to become one, this is the place to be, right here, right now, listening to me talk about what I enjoy talking about, which is entrepreneurship. This particular series is going to be about for those of you who want to start your journey on becoming an entrepreneur. So let me take you on this 50 steps to start up, which is what this series is all about. So if you're really ready to get started, to listen, to take action, then this is a place to be. The Digital Vibe, all about Annette, talking to you about entrepreneurship, because you see, that's my world, and it can become yours too. So listen and learn 50 steps to start up. And by the way, don't forget to tune into some of my other podcasts that are out there, and I hope that you're enjoying them. Tell all your friends. So let's begin this journey of 50 steps to start up. If you're looking to get into the business of becoming an entrepreneur, here are 50 tips that you can use to get you started. If your objective is to be able to say, I did it, I accomplished my goals, I started a business, I did this, I did that, then this is a place to be. And as an entrepreneur, this is one of the things I enjoy most. You know, giving you some tips on what I've utilized, what I've experienced, and to be able to share to you what I've encountered in my journey in entrepreneurship. Because really, entrepreneurship is something that is, it's defined many different ways. If you had an opportunity to listen to my 60 ways why I love entrepreneurship, then you will see what I'm talking about. Because entrepreneurship is more than just you starting a business. There's so much involved. I mean, it's really about taking something that you say you want to do, finding out if it fits you. It's taking those ideas and dreams and things that you have and that you think about so much and actually putting them to something real. Entrepreneurs are, you know, you can, you know, become one through habits and lifestyle, or you can be born into it. Either way, entrepreneurship is pretty, it's interesting. It has its, it's a profession that I love. And like I said, take an opportunity to listen to 60 Reasons Why I Love Entrepreneurship, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So for those of you out there who want to get started on your own business and become an entrepreneur, I'm going to give you 50 steps to start up. So listen and learn or write down whatever you want to do. But get these things in, because these are the things that get you ready to get set and go. Number one, determine what type of business suits you. One thing I know about business is this. You really have to assess your skills and determine what business model fits you best. So one of the things that I've done as when I started out is simply look at what I have. Look at my skills. Look at my habits. And when I began to look at those things, I began to determine, okay, that fits, that fits. Okay, maybe that doesn't fit, that doesn't fit. You know, but you have to kind of take time to plan. I mean, this is the planning stage. So you're planning on assessing yourself. Number one, you have to do that. You really have to assess yourself. When you assess yourself, you're able to assess your skills. So let's say that you came from the corporate world and you had a lot of managerial experience. And you did a lot of different things in marketing or communications, things like that. You can carry those skills over to the business that you want to do. So you can write down a piece of paper, your skills. It's just like if you're looking for a job, but you're not looking for a job. You're looking for your dream. You're following your dream. You want to pursue that. So you start first with assessing those skills that you have. those hands-on things that you do. And when you do that, you're able to see what your strengths and what your weaknesses lie. You're able to determine, okay, I'm not good at this, but I'm good at that. And when you see what you're good at, that's the ones that you focus on for now. The other ones can be learned later. There were, you know, if you try to think that you can do all of these things, it's not going to work out right away. So focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. And when you focus on your strengths, the weaknesses will kind of take care of themselves. And anything that you are not good in, you can either outsource or take the time to learn and study later on. But focus on those things. So assess your skills and determine where you are strong. And then the next thing is assess yourself. What are those innate attributes that you have that that nobody else might have? Are you a self-motivated person? Does it take a lot to move you and push you and get your work done? Are you a person that has a high confidence level? You know, not an arrogant level, but a high confidence level that whatever is brought on the table for you, you can do it. Are you a person that is that you're consistent in your behavior? Are you a procrastinator? I mean, all those things are intrinsic things that you have to assess as well. So look at your skills and abilities as well as those innate things, because that's really going to tie it into exactly where you should start. And one of the things I've found is that I had to learn for myself. Okay, I had to go through the school of hard knocks, as they say. And one of the things that I've discovered is that what I had that I focused on first, that I assessed first, was myself. And I love self-development. I love books like that. I read a lot of that. I'm into that, been into that. And that was focusing more on my development. It was focusing more on the intrinsic things that I had and my core values. The other side of the equation was, like I'm saying, was the skills part and the things that I liked and enjoyed doing. I had a whole lot of that. But with those two combined, I ended up on the internet. Because one of the things that had me going to the internet, it was like the challenge of it. The freedom of it, the no holds barred, the ability to not have anybody define you and tell you couldn't do anything. You know, you can get on there and do whatever you want. There was no limitations. There was no gender this. There was no race this or any particular thing. And that's what drew me to that, as well as the fact that I enjoyed learning and reading and technology. So I had the appetite for stuff like that. So that's why the internet, you know, called my name and said, okay, this is where you need to be. So those are that's what you need to do first. Assess your skills. Assess yourself. And then see what comes up, see what you come up with at that point. Because what you might have been thinking early on before you started might not be the same in the outcome. So you have to do that. And that's not something that you do just when you start. It's something that you do on an ongoing basis. So every once in a while, assess yourself, assess your skills. If some of the skills that you don't have and you want to see your business get to the next level and you don't have those skills, then you may have to outsource those things to somebody else. You know, that's why it's an ongoing thing that you have to do. And as far as developing yourself, that's something that you have to do on a regular basis as well. So my thing is, the more you learn, the more you grow, the more you know, the more money you make. So that's my motto. So it takes really having, you know, you look and taking a hard look at yourself and deciding what you're good at, what you're not good at. You know, what are your values? You know, what are your intrinsic things? What's your habits like? You know, good or bad? I mean, bring it all out, lay it all out on the table. And from that point, you can start, you know, to make a determination of where you need to go. Number two, use a break-even analysis. By a break-even analysis, it's simply more of a financial